The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Thomas Sowell is one of my favorite political analysts, and the fact he happens to be of African descent makes his exposings of Mr. Obama's lies even more pertinent. He gave a glowing analysis of Mr. Obama's theatrical performance last month when he announced his executive orders to further control gun ownership. I want to quote from Mr. Sowell extensively today because he so lays out in simple terms the foolishness of gun control. I quote Mr. Sowell. Those who have been marveling at Donald Trump's political showmanship were given a reminder of who is the top showman of them all when Barack Obama went on television to make a pitch for his unilateral actions to restrict gun sales and make a more general case for tighter gun control laws. As political theater, it put Donald Trump's rantings in the shade. As for the substance of what Obama said, there was very little substance, and much of it false. Like most other gun control advocates, President Obama, he says, invoked scenes of mass shootings, as if what he's proposing would have prevented those tragedies. But almost invariably, mass shootings occur in gun-free settings. Yet gun control zealots seem determined to create more gun-free settings. How often have supposedly mentally unbalanced shooters opened fire at a meeting of the National Rifle Association? They are apparently not that mentally unbalanced. They pick places where people are not likely to shoot back. Who is more mentally unbalanced, those who are doing the shooting or those who refuse to examine the facts about what kinds of places attract such shooters? Schools and religious institutions are sitting ducks, and the shootings there have gone on until someone else with a gun showed up on the scene. That is what puts an end to the carnage, not gun control laws. People who are prepared to defy the laws against murder are not very likely to be stopped by laws against guns. Only law-abiding citizens are likely to be stopped by gun control laws and to become sitting ducks. As for facts and statistics, the only ones likely to be mentioned by gun control zealots, including the media, are those on how many people were killed by guns. How many lives were saved by guns will never make it through the ideological filters of the media, the political establishment, or our educational institutions. Yet factual data on how many threats or attacks were deterred in a given year by displaying a firearm have long been available. Seldom is it necessary to actually pull the trigger to get some thug or criminal to back off and go elsewhere, often in some haste. Gun control zealots seem especially opposed to people being allowed to carry their guns concealed. But concealed weapons protect not only those who carry them, but also to some extent those who do not, because criminals have no way of knowing in advance who does and does not have a gun. Muggings and rapes become much more dangerous acts for criminals, he says, where many law-abiding people are allowed to carry concealed guns. It can take a lot of the fun out of being a thug. End quote. The Bible is plain that self-defense is a God-given right. The only exception to that seems to be if God is calling a believer to lay down his life as a martyr in a given situation. Jesus actually told his disciples the night before he was crucified, "But now he that hath a purse, let him take it. He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Does God want us to do nothing while some gunman motivated by Satan is about to take someone's life that's near us? Remember, God also taught that we are our brother's keeper. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson.